Well, hi there, folks, and welcome to this week's Woman to Woman with me, Jackie Haughey. My guest this week is the wonderful Joanna Ahern. She is a pastor and a pastor's wife based in All Nations Church in Dublin City. This week, we will be chatting about the ups and downs of juggling church, ministry, the busyness of life, being a mother, a daughter, and the wife of a pastor, with so much more on this week's Woman to Woman. So Joanna Ahern from All Nations Church in Dublin, thank you for coming on and talking on this Woman to Woman show today. Today we're going to talk about love. You know, when you think of the word love, you know, the Bible says that God is love, first of all. Mm-hmm. So, you know, people are searching for love all the
yes.
time.
Yes, and often in the wrong places.
In the wrong places. And they're searching for truth and they don't really know what love is. But God is love. And when we have him, we have that love. And, you know, it's just a lovely subject to talk about. It's very deep and love can really hurt. It can really hurt as well. Going straight into some of the scriptures about love, you know, God talks about his perfect love casts out all fear. You know, we were talking about fear last week, about how fear grips us. But his perfect love, him himself being love, will take away that fear. It really, really does.
Yes. And I think being conscious of his love for you, that, you know, he's your heavenly father and Jesus, and you've got Jesus, and that they don't want any harm to come to you. Just like your, you know, an earthly father wouldn't want any harm to come to their children. Well, it's the same with our heavenly father. He wants what's best for us. He has our best interests at heart. He loves us unconditionally and he doesn't want any harm to come to us. And so having that understanding that that is the way he thinks, and understanding and getting to know his love more and more, that will expel fear, because fear is real, but his love is far more real.
And, you know, to fill our hearts with that love, the other verse talks about, you know, the God's love being shed abroad in our hearts. And when we have that, I mean, you know, I'll just read it here. It says, you know, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, which is given to us. So it's the Holy Spirit that fills us with that love. And we're not, you know, we all suffer disappointment, but he will never disappoint us when we open our hearts to that love. You know, it's being able to receive it too, isn't it, Joanna?
Yes, that's absolutely. And sometimes it can be hard if you're not used to being loved. If you experience a lot of rejection and disappointment and hurt in your life, it can be hard to receive that love. But the thing about it is, you know, love of God is a powerful force. You know, it's that force of love that caused Jesus to lay down his life on the cross for our sin and for our eternal salvation. And so it's not a wishy-washy thing. It's not the love that the world gives. It's the agape love of God. It's an unconditional love. And I believe when you get born again and when you give your life to Jesus, your spirit becomes, it's new. You've got a new spirit on the inside of you. And one of the fruits of the spirit is deposited in your spirit in seed form, the fruit of love. There's the nine fruits of the spirit, but love is one of them. And so we've no excuse to say, I can't love that person. Of course you can, because you have the love of God on the inside of you. You just have to let it out. And you have to choose to walk in it. It is a choice. You have a choice whether you will walk in love or not. And oftentimes we don't yield to that. But the more we do, the more we will see people's lives changed around us, you know.
Yes. And I suppose everything else is, you know, comes after that love. I mean, it talks in 1 Corinthians 13 about love being, you know, we hear this at weddings all the time, love being patient and love being kind, and, you know, it doesn't envy, and it doesn't judge. And it doesn't count any record of wrong. I mean, I'm just trying to remember them here, but it's so important, isn't it? You know, that, and that in the end of it all, three things that will remain is faith, hope, and love. Love is the most important, you know. When somebody's been rejected, or their partner's walked out, or they've been rejected by somebody very close to them, does the love die?
Well, you mean towards that person, or just generally?
Yeah, do you think that part of that, just something inside us die when we're being rejected in love?
Yes, well, I mean, you do hear of people when they get divorced, they say it's like a mini death, you know, and it takes time to heal after these things. You know, time does heal, but I always think it's wonderful when you can get a little bit of prayer ministry from somebody, you know, that's mature in the Lord and can walk you through different things that you've been through. Because I think if you don't, those things can just linger in your life, and they can fester. You can develop roots of bitterness and unforgiveness, in your heart that you're not even aware of. And then when you move into another relationship, that's why you find it hard to love, because it hasn't been resolved. The previous hurt hasn't been, dealt with and repented of. And repentance comes from both sides of the coin, but if the other person hasn't said sorry to you, you still have to release them so that the Lord can work on themselves. So you can love again, but it can take time, and you have to be patient, and you have to just allow the Holy Spirit just to heal your heart.
Yeah, and that does take time. And I suppose that, if we're rejected as kids, there's a lot of people, where parents, they felt rejected because maybe the parents split up, and the kid takes responsibility, and they bring that into their, into the life with their spouse. And the rejection stays, and that is a stronghold, but strongholds can be dealt with. We know that as Christians. That other verse that talks about loving your neighbor as yourself. Like,
Just
that's the
that.
greatest commandment. Loving your neighbor as yourself. I mean, as Irish people, we kind of might slag somebody and say, oh yeah, they love themselves, but I don't know. I think we kind of feel, is it okay to love ourselves? But different kind of love, isn't it? I mean, the love of
Is. I mean, there's a lot of talk out there about self-care, but it is important to look after yourself, look after your body, look after your mind. If you're not right, it's like if I'm the mom in the family, if I don't look after myself, well, how can I look after other people? It's not a really a selfish thing. It's just being wise and being practical. But I think we could do better on loving ourselves. Sometimes we can be very hard on ourselves and beat ourselves up and think, oh, I could be a better this, a better mother, better wife, better employee, better daughter, whatever it is, but it's only by the grace of God that we can be these things. We can't do them in our own strength. The Bible says, not by might or power, but by my spirit. We have to rely more on the Holy Spirit to do these things, to walk in love, to love ourselves, to love others, particularly when there's difficult people. We all come across difficult people in our workplace, or maybe a difficult family, extended family member, an in-law, an outlaw, whatever you want to call them.
how do we love somebody that's hurt us, Joanne? I mean, how do we do that?
Well, I've had experience of that in my own life, and with a family member, and I had got to face a lot of rejection and hurt, and really at times struggled to really walk in love. But my turning point for me was I actually went on a weekend away, and it was talking about the Father's love. And I remember a gentleman came over to me, and I knew him pretty well, but he would have been probably in his 70s. And he just said, I'm going to give you a hug. And he said, I want you just think of this as the love of the Father. And when he did that, I just broke down. And it really helped. It sort of set me free to a certain degree, because the people I had been holding bitterness towards, I realized, you know what, it's not really their fault. One of them, in fact, wasn't even a Christian, so they couldn't even help themselves. But when I just released those people to the Lord, within a very short period of time, I noticed how my relationship with them was very different. And it made a huge difference to them and to me. Even though they weren't saved, I was saved, but they could feel it tangibly as well. So that's what I'm saying. There's power in love. It's a force, a supernatural force. And when you yield to it, it has supernatural results. And so I've experienced that time and time again, even a difficult employer when I was first married, and how over the space of a year and a half, she went from really hating me to actually really loving me. And when I left the company, she presented me with a beautiful gold bracelet. It really, it changed things, it transformed things. But it's all got to do with you and you making a choice to walk in that love, because it's like the Bible says, I put before you life and death. And it tells us to choose life, but we can oftentimes choose death. We can choose the wrong path, and that's what we're going to face. We'll receive the results of the path that we walk down. And it takes courage, because particularly if you've been, you may have been abused, or hurt desperately, gone through a broken relationship, broken marriage. It is hard. It takes time to heal. But God promises that nothing is impossible with him. If you will yield to him and you will allow him to take your heart and just, make it whole again.
Wow. I mean, that's amazing, because there was a family member that I was that hurt me. And but I think I even made it even bigger in my head, and I couldn't get it out of my head. And then I started, thinking things that they were saying and doing that they in fact weren't, but I was still hurt. And I started gossiping and talking about them, and the hurt got bigger and bigger. And then I said, Lord, I've got to stop this. So I started to just bless them, even though it still hurt. And I said positive things. I started just speaking scripture, just speaking it out at nighttime or daytime, just about the person and blessing them, even though it still hurt. And the next time I met that person, they were really, really, really gentle and nice to me. And actually, they broke down. And there was no apology, but there was a love that was there. And I know it was because I brought it to God in prayer. I just know that. And now I love the person even more, even though they hurt me, I'm not holding it. So there's steps to do this where you can just pray, ask God, hand it over, and keep blessing and blessing. And a little text or a voice message or something to keep in touch with them, blessing them, it really does change the atmosphere. God
It
changes
does.
and melts their hearts. It really does.
Yeah. And it's like you said, there's sometimes there can be imagined things that because you're offended with them or there's an unforgiveness between you and the other person, you start to see kind of a warped perspective. It's not the truth. And this is the danger of offense. And you see it in the church. If people pick up things the wrong way and they go completely off on a wrong tangent. And if they were to really look back and just look at what the truth of the situation was, if they had the full facts, it would make such a difference. But it's because we imagine things, we start believing the lies that we start to, and we respond to that person accordingly when we see them because we're imagining things that aren't even true. And so I think that's really good what you said there, that you just have to let go of any, preconceptions or any bitterness, any unforgiveness, and just let the Lord work in them. And like you said, praying scriptures over them, bless those who persecute you, bless those who hurt you. It's a powerful principle in the Bible.
And even be the first person to reach out, because
Yes.
time, can go so long between two people where they're hurting, and the longer it goes, the harder it is. And sometimes I feel to reach out and make that first step in love by a
Yes.
text or a
Particularly if we're a Christian and we know better, if the other
yes,
person
yes.
doesn't, we know better.
It's hard, but
There's
it's
more accountability on
yeah.
our part.
But when we do it, God changes the atmosphere, and you feel so much better. You really, really, you're
Yeah,
released. You're released.
that's it.
Joanna Hearn from All Nations Church, thank you so much for talking to us today. That was just lovely talking about love. Well, that's all we have time for today on Woman to Woman. And if you've missed any of today's show, you can listen back again on our website by going to www.ucbireland.ie/podcasts and clicking on the link for our teaching programmes. If you've any questions or comments about today's show, email me, jackie@ucbradio.ie. That email again is jackie@ucbradio.ie. Thanks for listening. Until next time, take care and God bless.